Right then, I'm back. Oh, that was good. Thank you, Pilar. Nice cup of tea there. I think sometimes you need to have a cup of tea. You're doing all this talking and everything. You need to have a cup of tea to, you know, sort of take a break, relax. And I have my tea, my Yorkshire tea, brought over from Liverpool, which is a bit of a shame when I run out and I've forgotten to sort of order more stock. But that sometimes happens. This time I'm doing pretty well, so I've got plenty of boxes. Thank you, Pilar. We get the big ones. The big, you get sort of 50% free or something. Right, well, enough of this prattling on about tea. I'm here for a reason, and that is to celebrate Christmas, basically. Christmas with the BBC. Where else? Can you imagine life with no BBC? Can you imagine, you know, there are many things I love in life, and many things that I associate with Christmas, such as Father Christmas, for a start. I can't, obviously, imagine Christmas without him. Or is it he? Well, I don't know. If you're good at English grammar, please write in and sort of put me straight on that one. But anyway, I can't imagine Christmas with lots of things, actually. Christmas trees and things. But without the BBC, it would not be the same. Just look back to all the Christmas episodes when you used to have every year. Christmas with Morecambe and Wise. Christmas with the two Ronnies. Christmas with Only Fools and Horses. There was even a time, a brief time, when there was Christmas with bread. And I could sit there thinking, wow, I've been there. Look, it's Liverpool. Look, I've been there. But all seems sort of a long time ago now. But there's always been something that you look forward to at Christmas. Now it's Doctor Who, of course. The big Christmas Day episode. And I've seen, sort of followed a link on the BBC America Twitter page, and I found an advert, sort of clip of the Christmas Day episode of Doctor Who. It looks fantastic. A Christmas Carol. I can't wait. And there's news and information about it on the BBC Press website. This is what I keep saying to people in all of these audio boos. You know, sort of go with me on this one. Go to the BBC Press office section of the BBC website and check out all of those wonderful things that you get for your pounds. I think it's amazing. It's wonderful. And I'm going to be sort of going through all of the wonderful treats that are in store for you, using these audio boos as the perfect platform to sort of get my message across. I think it's great. So here we are on the audio boo. It's a Monday, 29th of November, and we've sort of been promised snow, but it's raining still. It's still raining out there, which is not good, because I'm hoping it's going to snow. Either it snows this week, or it snows next week when I'm in the UK, because I'm in the UK next week. Then I'm back here for sort of 10 days, and then I'm back to Liverpool again. Gosh, for someone who does not like to travel very much, I do seem to do an awful lot of it. But there we go. So I'm here in Spain, feeling sad, feeling sort of a bit of melancholy, feeling nostalgic, going through all my old copies of the Christmas Radio Times. I've got my Christmas joke book here. Can I give you a Christmas joke? Who delivers presents to baby crabs? Sandy Claus, of course. Who else? What else? Where do you find elves? Depends where you left them. Okay. What else? What's the best key to get a Christmas? A turkey. I like that. This is my favourite for the moment. Exclusive to Audio Boo. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hannah.
Hannah who?
Hannah Partridge in a pear tree. Yes. If you're going to do that one, remember to sing it. Don't just say it normally, because people might not get it. You have to sing it. I sort of realised too late then. So there we go. So I would never make a very good stand-up comedian. But, well, never mind. Finally, what kind of bread do elves make sandwiches with? Shortbread.